I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, October 17. Coming up, Denham Town declared second zone of special operations. State-owned JUTC moves to settle overstaffing issues and accused persons urged to make use of sentence reduction day. The news in detail after this message.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has called on residents within the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations to be positive in their interactions with the security forces. Mr. Holness was speaking at a press briefing Tuesday where he announced the declaration of Denham Town as a special zone with effect from October 17. The designation will remain in force for 60 days in the first instance. Mr. Holness says the decision was taken after careful consideration, pointing out that the area met the first order criteria for being considered and declared a zone of special operations.
And those first order criteria would be ongoing gang warfare, rampant criminality, escalating violence and murder, and a threat to rule of law. Several other communities, of course, would have been deemed as meeting the first order criteria. However, for strategic reasons, which we will not disclose and we will not deliberate on, we have decided to declare Denham Town as the second zone of operations.
Mr. Holness says residents in the Denham Town Special Zone can expect to encounter curfews, checkpoints, cordon and searches and should be prepared to provide identification. As with the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations, the security operations in Denham Town will be accompanied by targeted social intervention measures. In the meantime, Chief of Defense Staff Major General Rocky Meade has outlined the areas to be included in the Zone of Special Operations in Denham Town, Kingston. He says the northern boundary of the zone will run along Greenwich Street, Metcalf Street and Racecourse Lane.
On the east, it runs along Rose Lane, more specifically, starting at the intersection of William Street and Upper Rose Lane and continuing south along Rose Lane to the intersection of Beeson Street and Rose Lane. The southern boundary. Basically, it runs along Beeson Street between Rose Lane and Spanish Town Road. More specifically, starting at the intersection of Beeson Street and Rose Lane, continuing west along Beeson Street to the intersection with Spanish Town Road.
Major General Meade was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister on Tuesday. He says the western boundary will run along Spanish Town Road between Beeston and Albert Streets. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC board and trade unions will be moving to settle the issue of overstaffing at the company. Minister Henry says he has given a directive to the JUTC's board to work with the unions representing the employees.
It's a very sensitive but prudent economic decision that has to be made. We are dealing with the displacement of individuals who are breadwinners for families. Already there are issues running through the company as staff members consider their tenure. I have instructed the board chairman to ensure that the unions that represent these workers be called in immediately.
Minister Henry, who was speaking at a recent press briefing, says plans are also underway to improve service at the JUTC, increase cost efficiency and maximize operations. The plans include a new pilot program with the New Fortress Energy to switch from diesel to liquefied natural gas, expected to result in a 28% reduction in the company's fuel bill, along with benefits to the environment. And attorneys and accused persons are being urged to take advantage of the Supreme Court's Sentence Reduction Day initiative on Thursday and Friday this week. The Sentence Reduction Day initiative provides an opportunity for accused persons to enter a guilty plea and benefit from a maximum of up to 50% reduction in their sentence. Deputy Registrar with the Criminal Division of the Supreme Court, Tamsin Bailey, says while an accused person can normally benefit from a reduction in his sentence under the legislation, he would have to make the plea by a specific time in his case.
On a sentence reduction day, an opportunity is provided for all accused persons who have a matter before the Home Circuit Court or a matter before the St. Catherine Circuit Court and who are in fact guilty of the offense for which they are charged to enter a guilty plea and to benefit from a maximum of up to 50% discount as provided under the Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Act of 2015.
On October 19, the program will be made available at the Home Circuit and Gun Court Division of Kingston and St. Andrew, and on October 20 at the St. Catherine Circuit Court. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.